A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they got together, and to disconcert him, one of them put a question. "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets also." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Seems to me we live in a culture today which would lead us to believe we can do anything and everything. In other words, be superhuman. And yet Jesus reminds us that of ourselves we can do nothing. And only with God can we do all things. Recently I was sitting with a woman who I see regularly for spiritual direction. And this woman has been struggling for many years to forgive her mother. Let's call the daughter Mary. Now, from Mary's perception, her mother failed to love her. Why? Because all her attention went to a Down syndrome younger sister. In the course of our being together, reflecting and praying, on this particular day, I could almost feel God knocking at the door of Mary's heart. Then, from the silence, I heard her say, "You know, I'm realizing I have never been able to forgive my mother, and I think it is because I have kept her at arm's length, in a box, so to speak, and treated her like an object. I have not really seen her for who she is. A person." It was this awareness of treating her mother as an object which seemed to be the key. Wow. And the more she spoke, the more she realized that by putting her mother in a box, she herself was in a box. So there was always a good, strong wall between them, and certainly no room for love or forgiveness. There was no sense of another person being present. Now, we all know about walls and boxes and how wonderful they are at keeping the other out. In today's gospel, I hear Jesus inviting us into an attitude which could seem impossible, yet with God's grace is possible. To love God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, this is a tall ask. And then to love others and oneself in the same way can often seem beyond our capability. And this is true. It is, because love, like forgiveness, is a gift. The story I have shared with you, how my friend Mary received the gift of forgiveness, describes this. And she had prayed for many years for this gift. It seemed to me, once she was ready to stop blaming her mother, the other, as an object, and to look at, to see her mother as a person, a subject, the way through became clear. Once the wall was down, Mary could see her mother in a very different light. And, surprise, surprise, she could also see herself differently. She felt different. The other day we read or heard in Matthew's Gospel how the disciples asked Jesus, "Who can be saved?" Jesus was telling them about the danger of riches and possessions, objects, things, And then we were told Jesus gazed at his disciples. That word gazed says it all. Jesus looked at them with love, held them with his presence, saw them as persons, gave them an experience of who they were. Love is just that, an experience of being held, held as a person, transformed by the great gaze, transformed by the gaze, or yes, the grace of the other. The other is not seen as an object, but rather as a person, fully present. There are no walls or boxes here to keep the other out, to keep the other at arm's length. In this gospel today, we see Jesus answering the question put to him by the Pharisees as they ask, which commandment is the greatest? Now, even though their motive is to disconcert him, Jesus forgives them and moves on with the greatest commandment of all, love. It is very interesting to note that even though Jesus is asked what is the greatest commandment, he goes on to say, and the second is like this. In other words, he cannot separate the two. Love of neighbor, the person of our neighbor, the person of self, is but an overflow of true love of God. And so from the 613 commandments of the law, Jesus places them into the simplicity of one. One commandment. And from this hang the law and the prophets. So let us today, as we gaze at each other, look upon each other with love, see a person, and as we look at others, remember that our God gazes at us with a look of love. God bless.